By the time Serena followed the directions to Warwick's Palm Desert estate, it was dark. The drive was at least a quarter mile long. The house itself was big enough to be called baronial. Pale stone facade, three stories, with vertical windows set at regular intervals on all levels. As soon as Serena turned off the engine, the massive front door opened. The person waiting for her was very tall and masculine in outline. She got out of the van and stood, waiting for him to come to her. "Welcome to the Warwick estate, Miss Charters. At the moment, I feel more like Alice in Wonderland." White teeth flashed. "I reacted the same way the first time I saw it. I'm Paul Carson. The Warwicks are eagerly awaiting you inside. May I help you carry anything?"
"Like the pages?" she asked.
He had the grace to look chagrined.
"Sorry. We're all excited. The color copies were intriguing, but not particularly useful." He shrugged. "You understand, I'm sure.
You want to see if the pages have more to offer than the copies, is that it?"
"Of course.
That's why I brought them. I'd like to know, too." Intent pale eyes that could have been blue or gray or green watched while she pulled a large leather portfolio from the rear of her van. She noticed his scrutiny and raised her left eyebrow in silent question.
"I'm sorry if I seem rude," he said quickly. "Some habits are impossible to break. I spent 20 years in the Secret Service and 10 more as Mr. Warwick's chief of security. We have so few strangers to the estate that, frankly, I'm nervous."
"I'm getting that way myself," she said. Then she smiled. It was hard not to. The idea of someone who looked like Carson being nervous around an unarmed woman was amusing.
"Again, I apologize," he said. "It's just that so many young women carry concealed weapons these days."
"I'm not one of them."
"Good, because I would have to ask you to leave..."